Mr. Pritam Singh, the leader of the opposition, and Mr. Leong Man Wai said the GST increase has made it worse by adding to inflation. In fact, Mr. Singh said the GST increase turbocharged inflation. But let's be clear, as a small and open economy, our inflation was driven primarily by global factors: wars, supply chain disruptions, and rising energy costs. As Mr. Saktiandi Supat noted, even before the GST increase, prices were already going up globally and in Singapore. And here in Singapore, the central bank MAS had assessed that the effect of the GST increase on inflation would be transitory. Indeed, that was the case. In 2022, CPI inflation was 6.1%, 2022. Then the GST went up by 1 percentage point on 1st Jan 2023 and another 1 percentage point on 1st Jan 2024. What happened to CPI inflation? It moderated to 4.8% in 2023 and came down further to 2.4% in 2024. Where is the turbocharging? Look, I know elections are approaching, but this chamber is not an election rally. Let's not get carried away by hyperbole and have a debate based on facts. The fact is inflation has eased, both globally and in Singapore. But people are still concerned about cost pressures. It's not unique to us. It's felt across many other advanced economies where the headline economic indicators are positive, but sentiments are poor. In the US, they even coined a name for it. They call it vibe session. But there is a reason for the negative vibes. It's not just about feelings and sentiment. It's because price levels remain high, even though inflation has eased. And these create real pressures. And it takes time for people to adjust to these new price realities.